Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says he believes admitting lawful permanent residents to the U.S. is in the country's national interest and does not go against the provisions of President Trump's executive order limiting immigration for 90 days from seven Muslim-majority countries he says have spawned terrorists. Our Nicholas Palerino is a terrorism scholar at Georgetown University.
It seems to me they're trying to make the process of people getting into this country more uniform. They're trying to standardize the vetting process, and they're also trying to ensure the country of origin can provide appropriate information on the people that are coming into this country.
President Trump defended his order against the global outcry, saying it is not about religion, but about terror and keeping the country safe. Thousands protested through the weekend. John Finlan was among them at New York's JFK Airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen, but I was not always an American citizen. And this is just fascism.
Federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. A Sudanese court on Sunday sentenced Czech missionary Petr Jacek to 24 years in prison. His lawyer said he was convicted on three charges, including espionage, publishing fake news, and inciting hatred. Jacek was arrested in December of 2015. Czech officials say the charges are groundless. According to religious freedom group Release International, Jacek was in Sudan to help a student badly burned. This is VOA News. The head of a mosque in Quebec City, Canada, said a shooting there late Sunday killed six people and wounded six others. Police said two suspects were arrested, no motive known right now. In June of 2016, a pig's head was left on the doorstep of that same mosque. A member of the U.S. military killed, three others wounded during a raid against al-Qaeda militants in central Yemen that left at least 14 militants dead. It was the first anti-terror military operation ordered by President Trump. White House statement said the successful raid against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula captured important intelligence that will assist the U.S. in preventing terrorism. Stephen Zunis is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco.
Whether this indeed has the strategic advantages of intelligence and preventing future terrorist attacks, or whether this is the kind of thing that just stirs up more resentment by Yemenis in these tribal areas and increases the support for al-Qaeda, remains to be seen.
U.S. military aircraft involved in the operation was disabled following a hard landing, which resulted in additional U.S. injury. Local officials said civilians, including women and children, were killed in the raid. White House says President Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman have agreed to back some safe zones in Syria and Yemen. The two spoke by telephone on Sunday, reaffirming the long-standing relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump had spent 2 days reaching out by telephone to a number of world leaders. A legal advisor to Myanmar's ruling National League for Democracy was shot and killed. Happened outside the country's busiest airport after returning from a government-led trip to Indonesia. An unidentified lone gunman killed the veteran lawyer Koni and injured two others in front of the main terminal of the airport. Koni's daughter said she heard a bang when the shooting happened and rushed to check on her father. Police have detained a suspect, but the motive is so far unknown. Koni was a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim minority. Socialists in France have chosen former junior minister Benoît Hamon as their candidate for president, in a victory that analysts say is not likely to boost his election chances when France goes to voting, beginning its first round on the new presidential balloting in April. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.